And when you dry your face, you use a...
Yeah.
Okay. In your sink, the thing that you turn on to get water to come out.
Faucet.
Okay. Is it the same thing outside if you've got one outside?
Well, the cold wind outside is sticky.
Okay. And if it gets real, real cold in the winter times, your pipes might freeze. And when they do, what do?
They burst.
Did you have that happen last winter?
No.
I was just talking to Miss Smith. She said that they, all of theirs.
Oh, they had a time out there.
She said they were hauling water up from the spring and... Well, they should have known, I guess, to get up under there and wrap them. I think they did know. They just forgot to do it, maybe.
But they didn't know they learned, did they?
That's right. That's the hard way of learning, but I guess they learned. Let's see. What about a big wooden thing that flour and meal used to come in, or maybe molasses would come in?
A barrel.
Okay. What about something in a large container that you might found in a store for lard?
A lard can.
Okay, do you ever hear anybody call that a lard stand?
No, I don't think I ever did.
If you had some water and you wanted to pour it into a small necked jar, you'd need a what?
Need a funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and you might need to make them go, you'd need to pop what over their head?
Whip.
Okay. And if you went to the grocery store and bought some groceries, they'd put it in what? For you to carry it out.
Grocery bag.
Okay, and it's usually made out of what?
Paper.
Okay. What if it's made out of cloth, a bag made out of cloth? Would you call that a bag or a sack or what?
I call it a sack.
Okay. What if it's made out of the real rough kind of cloth that potatoes, bags that potatoes used to come in? What kind of bag would you call that?
I believe that's a hemp, isn't it?
Okay, do you ever hear it called a burlap bag or a gunny sack or anything?
Yeah, I've heard it called burlap.
Okay. How about the amount of wood that a man can carry in his arms at one time?
Well, he can just carry an armful. It's not too heavy.
Did you ever hear anybody say a turn of wood?
Yes,
or? Is that what they were talking about, was how much he could carry at once?
Well, I suppose so.
Okay. The thing that you have to screw into the socket up there to make the light come on is what?
Light bulb.
Okay. And what about a small, we were talking about a barrel a minute ago, what about a small thing that nails comes in?
That's a nail keg.
Okay. And around the metal bands that are around the barrel are called what?
Oops.
Okay. And if you had a bottle and you had some water in it or something and you didn't want it to come out, you might have to put what in it?
Stop it.
Okay. What about a thing that some people play, they can put it in their mouth and blow on it and make music?
A harp or a harmonica.
Okay. What if they hold it between their teeth and flip it this way?
That's a juice harp.
Okay. And if you're going to drive a nail, you have to have a what?
A hammer.
Okay. What are some different kinds of hammers you can think of?
Well, a claw hammer, a ball peen hammer, a sledgehammer.
What is a ball peen hammer used for?
Well, they use mostly around the garage or machine shop.
I'm just wondering about that. All right, on a wagon, the thing that you hook the horse to get him to pull the wagon is what? That sticks out in the front thing.
Tongue.
Okay. What if it's a buggy and it's got the two things
in it? Well, that's shafts.
Okay. What about on a wagon wheel, the steel part around
the tire?
Okay. If you had going to hook two horses to a wagon, you'd hook them to what?
Hook them to have a double tree and single trees.
Okay. And if you were going to hook one horse, you'd have to have what?
A single tree.
Okay. And if a man had a...